Hi there, boys and girls. Thank you for tuning into the Children's Bible Club broadcast today. We're glad to be with you on this good station. It would be good if you would call the station and let the folks there know that you appreciate their airing the Children's Bible Club. We should also pray that the needs of the station will be met, that the Lord will protect the tower and equipment from storms, and that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ will go out strong and clear. For, as Paul said, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Isn't that wonderful? So join the choir as they sing about the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. Choir? Thank you, choir. Did you ever see an ad for a toy that said, "Unbreakable"? When you bought it and took it home, your little brother got hold of it and destroyed it in minutes. Or maybe your dad bought a tool advertised to be tough and strong, but when he put it to work and put a little pressure on it, the thing cracked and the handle broke off. Not exactly unbreakable, durable and long-lasting, as advertised, was it? Well, that's the way it is with things in this world. But I'll tell you of one thing that's unbreakable, non-perishable, and indestructible, and that is the Word of God, the Bible. Many people have mocked the Bible, said evil things about it, and tried to destroy it, but the Bible lives on, and the proud mockers have gone to their graves, dead and forgotten. To those who love God, His Word is precious. There was once a little girl named Mary Jones in North Wales who was very poor. She couldn't afford a Bible of her own, but she walked 2 miles every Saturday for years on the difficult mountain paths to read and memorize and study a Bible that her neighbors owned and allowed her to come and study. Oh, she wanted a copy of God's Word so much herself that she saved her little money for 6 or 7 years to get one. At last, when she had enough to buy the thing she wanted most, she walked barefoot 25 miles in cold weather over harsh mountain paths to go where a man had promised to sell her a Bible when she got the money. Mary's heart and mind were captured by the Word of God. The story of her life made a great impact on the Welsh people and over the world. In fact, a missionary society to take God's Word and the message of the gospel through Wales and beyond was established as the result of Mary's love and sacrifice for the Lord. God's Word will last forever. You cannot destroy it. But be listening after the choir sings for the true story of a man who hated the Bible and was determined to get rid of it. Choir? Is This is the story of the Bible in the wall. There, I'm rid of that, Antonio scoffed. No one will ever see that Bible again. In 1856, the young bricklayer stuffed his tools and clothes in a bundle and left his home to hike over the mountains to a larger town to find work. On the trail, a woman he met gave him a Bible and urged him to read it. She said it pointed the way of salvation. He stuffed it into his bundle without even a thank you. But as he walked, he was troubled. His priest had warned him against that book. It taught things against his church. Now it was in his bundle. He had to get rid of it. He found work in the town of Glarus. As he was laying brick in a new building, he came to a gap in the brick wall. He must fill that gap. Ah, he had the answer. He pulled the forbidden Bible out of his bundle and stuffed it into the gap. It didn't really fit easily, so he took his hammer, knocked it hard 3 times. The blows made deep marks in the cover, but Antonio didn't care. He forced the book into the gap, covered it with mortar, and sealed it forever. No one would see it again. As winter drew near and the brickwork was finished, Antonio returned home with the wages he had saved from his work. 5 years passed, and Glarus grew into a big town with many solid brick buildings. There was one danger, though, to towns in the high Alps. Several times a year, a tremendous south wind came roaring through the high mountains, then howled into the lower canyons. Every town was on alert. For over 400 years, no one was allowed to have a fire when that wind was coming. Blacksmith fires, cooking fires, lights, all were doused. If one spark got loose, a whole town could go up in flames. Then it happened. No one knew how, but a fire started in the stables, and suddenly the terrifying cry went out, "Fire! Fire!" Everyone ran to work the bucket brigade. A nearby town sent their horse-drawn fire wagon, but nothing availed. By morning, Glarus lay in ashes and ruins. Disaster. The next spring, many workers came to help rebuild the town. Giovanni, a fine builder, came to a house that was fairly new, he thought. The inside was burned to ashes, but the outside bricks looked solid. Was the wall strong enough to stand as part of the new building? He would see. He lifted his heavy pickaxe over his head and brought it down with a mighty blow. The force knocked out several bricks, and to everyone's amazement, a book fell to the ground. Giovanni picked it up and exclaimed, "A Bible!" The men gathered round to see the wonderful book. "Oh, I am so thankful," he said. "I've wanted a Bible for so long. One time a woman gave me one, but the priest insisted I give it up, that I should not have or read it myself. I gave it to him, but I'll die before I give up this Bible." Summer passed, and Giovanni returned home. He loved to tell of rebuilding Glarus, and especially how he found the Bible in the brick wall. Few people in his village could read, but they loved to come to his house and hear him read from his new book. Then one day, a knock came on his door. Oh, no, the priest. He had heard of Giovanni's Bible and wanted to see it. Giovanni said, "You may see it, only on one condition. You may not take it from me. God himself has given me this Bible." "Blockhead," the priest cried, "that book is dangerous in the hands of people in your station of life." The priest made bad threats, but Giovanni would not give up his precious Bible. As time passed, Giovanni became a bookseller. One day, as he stood in his booth telling people what a wonderful book the Bible was, a young man stopped in front of him and mocked. "I'll tell you where you can get a Bible for nothing if you want it." He boasted how he had plastered one into a building in Glarus several years before, and the devil himself could not get it out again. Imagine his surprise when Giovanni told how God, not Satan, had let the precious Bible fall into his hands, and what a blessing it was. "What? You mean you found the Bible I put in the wall and plastered it into the brick? Let me see it. I'll know it by the dents I made in the cover." Antonio stared at it in amazement. "This can't be," he cried. "I put it beyond the reach of any human being." "Not so," my friend Giovanni said. "Here, take the Bible. Don't hide it this time. Read it and learn from it how to be saved from your sins." "Go away with your Bibles," Antonio cried. He threw the Bible to the ground, turned the book table over, and began hitting and kicking Giovanni, driving him out of town. God is long-suffering, and by his mercy, Antonio finally came to the truth of the Bible and his own sinful condition. He came to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and served the Lord in the beautiful Alps Mountains for the rest of his life. He gladly told of his salvation and how God's word endures no matter what anybody does to destroy it. It's true. Jesus himself said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Many God-haters through the centuries have tried to burn or destroy the Bible to get rid of it, but they only made the Bible prosper. God's word is indestructible. Young people, let's stand with God and his word. Let's stand on the winning side. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.